Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we're going to be talking and hearing about this ministry that's reaching out right now, Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham. But I want you to hear first, you know, Billy Graham is being interviewed on Fox News here. So he's sharing on Fox News about what he would say, what he would say to a minister. Listen, though, this is powerful. This is so powerful.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love Him and adore Him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
At what age did you realize that you wanted to be a preacher?
I guess I was about 18 or 19. I was in Florida as a student in a small Bible school near Tampa, and they had, it used to be a country club where we had the school, and I used to walk the streets in this area that had completely disintegrated because of the depression of that time, and I would pray and I would ask God for a direction for my life and for the genuine purpose of my life. What am I here for? And one night, lying there beside the green in the moonlight and the palm trees and the Lord seemed to call me and say that I was to preach the gospel. And from that time on, I began to prepare. By preparation, I mean I began to read books that would contribute to what I would say in the years to come. And then I began to realize that my job was to try to win other people to Christ, which I did privately and publicly, which became eventually my sermons that we call evangelism.
Well, it's extraordinary the impact you had, drawing thousands and thousands of people. Does that surprise you?
Absolutely. I never really thought of it during that period of time, but it surprised me, yes.
Actually, it's millions. It's not thousands. It's millions.
Pardon?
It's millions of people.
Yes. I spoke to a million in one service in Korea, in Seoul. And that was the largest audience I ever had.
What was that like?
Well, it didn't not like any other. They were just spread out as far as you could see in a great plaza along the river. And we had the leadership of the country was there, and American representatives that were there. And I preached to them. And many people responded. I got in a helicopter, and they flew me around so I could see the crowd from a different angle. Then they flew me to the airport, and I flew directly to San Francisco.
If you have any advice for young preachers today, what's the advice?
Spend more time in study and prayer. That's the secret of successful evangelism. If you neglect that, you've neglected the very heart of God's call to you. Now, there are wonderful schools to go to. We have wonderful Bible schools, Bible colleges, liberal arts colleges that are dedicated to Christianity and to the spread of Christianity. I went to one called Wheaton near Chicago, and that's where I met my wife. And it was a tremendous experience to be at that small Christian college with high academics. In fact, the academics today would rival that of the schools in the Northeast. And I've been very thankful to the Lord that he sent me to that school.
Such a powerful thing. And what he's saying here, what Reverend Billy Graham is saying is, you know, I wish personally, when he looks back on his life, he wish he would have studied more, he would have prayed more, he would have traveled less, he would have spoken less engaged, he would have spent more time in prayer and in meditation with God, telling the Lord how much he loved him and just being in his presence, because he's going to spend eternity with him. And he's saying, I would not have spoke less, but the other times of my life, it would have been spending time with him, ministering basically from the overload. We call that abiding, iabide.org. If you don't do it yet, we got a plan for you. Just heard from Reverend Billy Graham talking about, all this wisdom. And one of the words that was given some time back is, this is very crucial. I don't want to talk about too many details about it, but pay attention to what God is saying through this man of God. And he is the last of three in the context of what God has been saying. But I don't want to go into too details of that, because every one of us at someday, suddenly, you know, and it's amazing the timing of what's happening right here. But there's about to be launched on November the 7th through the 10th. Reverend Billy Graham has got a ministry launch called My Hope America. My Hope America. And it's just this powerful realization of the gospel. Nobody can present it like this man and his organization, his ministry. But he talks about, and the first thing he's going to talk about in this series, and it's a couple different series, and you're going to be able to see this on WHBR in the Gulf Coast region there. He's going to talk about the cross. Now, he's taught on the cross for many, many years, and he's going to begin to just talk about the context of it. But as he does, the first thing he's going to talk about in this program is this message is defining moments. You know, we all have defining moments in our life. And we're going to see how the defining moments change the lives of illusionist Jim Monroe, NFL player David Tyree, and the singer Lacey Sturm, in this first series of called defining moments, because we all have those defining moments. I talk about my testimony, and I'm talking about a defining moment for me. And then you have many of those that come, but the defining moment when all of a sudden God's calling you to himself. And this is a defining moment, by the way, for America, but he's talking about a defining moment for you. In the next part of the program, they're going to be the message is going to be, you know, lose to gain. Lose to gain. You got to catch this on WHBR. You can even watch this online at myhopewithbillygraham.org. But they have everything. He's talking about lose to gain. These guys are talking about how they had everything they wanted, but still it wasn't enough.
Wow.
Still it wasn't enough. And you can watch a comedian and a pro skateboarder a young professional learn the difference between what they wanted and what they truly needed.
Mm.
And that's so important. This is a power. I'm so excited about this. And finally, in the context of this, that he is going to be talking to us, of course, about, you know, making that decision for the Lord. And it's just powerful. Mm. The cross, the defining moment, and you have to lose the gain. This is what Jesus said. He said, unless you're willing to give up everything.
Mm.
And this is what the enemy convinces you, that God's going to give you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're fixing to walk into nothingness. But truly what's happening is the one who created everything and holds everything together, when you make a decision for Jesus Christ and you make him the Lord of your life, you give up what you, your perspective and your gods and yourself, and you deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow him. But you find out that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Mm-hmm. You find out that if you give, then if you give to him what's his, he will actually bless you.
That's right.
More than you can even contain.
Mm-hmm.
You find out not only does he have forgiveness, but he has mercy and he has grace and wisdom and knowledge and love and eternity and light in the midst of darkness. It's like that was a lie from the enemy. Listen, you have so much to gain in God and so much to lose outside of God. It's called Hope, My Hope America with Billy Graham. I would pay close attention to this because I believe prophetically, and let's go ahead and talk about it, John, in regards to what the word that was given from Kim Clement.
Yes, it was Kim Clement. Mm-hmm. Now, Amos 3:7 says, for the Lord will do nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants and the prophets. And Kim Clement is a prophet, and what he prophesied was that, and I'm just going to read it here off of this website. This was given many years ago. In fact, I remember I was at a Benny Hinn crusade when Benny Hinn shared this same prophetic word. But he said, for the Lord will do nothing, and I shared that already. But for many years, from all over the world, the prophetic word has sounded, and this word has come from many proven men and women of God. The message that has consistently come forth is one of the coming revival. And he says that Benny Hinn and Kim Clement.
Pause for a moment. So there's a coming revival, mm-hmm. and one of the keys to the coming revival is what Kim Clement is prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about revival. We're talking about potentially right. a third great awakening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It says the tidal wave will begin.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I wanted to share and that you heard, as a matter of fact, on this program. If you haven't heard it, you got to hear it at VFN Torch. Okay.
The tidal wave will begin when two well-known spiritual leaders die. One being Oral Roberts.
Which has already gone to be with the Lord to receive his reward.
Mm-hmm. And this was revealed to Benny Hinn in the 1990s, and Kim Clement has confirmed this. And you want to read the whole prophetic word?
Yes.
In the spring of 2006, the prophet Kim Clement gave a message from God saying that Billy Graham and Oral Roberts were going to die soon. Billy Graham, the Spirit of God says, even as Billy Graham dies, I will raise up two of him. I will raise up two of Billy Graham. God says, your soul surrendered him to me, and so shall your soul receive him. I will raise him up two, one man, one woman, again from this soil. Evangelism shall take place through the news media, the arts, and in the business arena, for I will cause my servant Billy Graham to come to the place that he has spoken of all of his life. I will receive my servant, Graham. There will be a graduation. Everything he spoke about, he shall experience. Do not be sad, people, for in that day that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. In that day that this king dies, yes, he is a king, Billy Graham. In the day that he dies, the eyes of the prophets shall see the Lord high and lifted up. The prophetic shall gain a new dimension of sight. Please do not be sad, people. When the king, Billy Graham, dies, there shall be a new level of sight, a dimension of sight that the body of Christ has never seen. Do not say, but it is he, this denomination and that, too, shall be raised up, who shall become two nations and forces, and those that shall come from the world shall thank you. They shall say, thank you. But God said, please listen, in that day King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, and in that day King Billy Graham dies, the eyes of many shall be open to who the true King is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, Wonderful Counselor. They shall see the King. My servant Billy Graham, as he is received, as my servant Oral Roberts is received in death, in the death of those. A new sight for the King of Kings shall be sent to the earth. They shall see the Lord Jesus high and lifted up, and his train shall fill the temple, and the cherubim and the seraphim and the angels crying, "Holy, holy, holy." A new level of evangelism shall take place in America and throughout the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Isaiah 6:11, in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train filled his temple. God spoke to me and said that when the great general is subtracted from the earth, a great portion of his anointing is released throughout the earth. Specifically, upon the departure of Reverend Billy Graham, the people will see the Lord of Lords high and lifted up. This means that the world will have a great insight about Jesus, and the great harvest will be the result.
That's so exciting. Pay attention. Make sure you go and be a part of this. It's being broadcast on WHBR. You can see it on My Hope America, My Hope America, My Hope with BillyGraham.org. But you're hearing about this tidal wave. And all of a sudden, when Reverend Billy Graham receives his reward, and this is an anointing, there's a mantle on his life where he has ministered to kings, he's ministered to president after president, and that's what God laid on my heart in regards to sharing today, is about the tidal wave that he showed me.
Mm.
And you heard when his personal testimony was, when he was walking around in the Great Depression, he's looking around at everything just was in total ruin and just destroyed, and you know, and because of the economy and all, and he's just like, you know, crying out to God, what's for me here? Mm-hmm. And that's when God calls him.
Right.
And which means in the midst of great crisis, God gave this man a mantle. In the midst of great crisis, when he cried out to God, God gave Billy Graham, called him, like Paul, for example, mm-hmm. and gave him a mantle. And what they're prophesying about is that upon his departure, which is in God's timing with that, and that mantle is going to begin to just re-release in a whole new way upon the earth. And the context of when he began his ministry is so different than what it is now, because now he's able to reach so many more than he reached in the stadiums through that. But it reminds me what I want to share with you. When I was on Tybee Island in Savannah, Georgia, when God was speaking to me about this tidal wave, and he showed me the heartland of America. He showed me America in this vision, and in the vision there was this real thin tornado, and it was so thin, it was kind of, everybody was just assuming it's not a big deal, but it was coming out of a dark, dark sky. I mean, the whole sky was just this black cloud, but it was still light on the ground. And so people just kind of watched it for, you know, how people are, even major things now, but either watch it like no intimidation, no need to prepare, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, as people were watching and tornado represents, you know, disaster type of situation, that all of a sudden, when they're focusing on the right hand, when they're focusing on the thin tornado, the entire sky falls.
Mm.
The entire dark clouds fall, and they hit the earth. Bam! And all of a sudden, the earth, even though it's still the earth, the heartland of America, turned into water.
Mm.
And it created a tidal wave. Mm-hmm. It created a tidal wave, and it started coming towards the west. It was going, I believe it hit, and it started going towards the west. And it was very symbolic of what, you know, also about what I was saying at the time in the context of that. And then we're seeing a same situation that when Reverend Billy Graham received this mantle in his life and the conditions that society was in, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to come in the penthouse. You know, it's going to come in the po house. It's going to come during a time of brokenness where people begin to look up and cry out to God in the context of that. And so we've seen this tidal wave. We've seen this, and I know it makes me think about the tidal wave and the dream that God gave you and the context of that, that life can be lost in this thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a vision I had. Got from this vision where I saw a couple at the edge of the ocean. And I was a senior couple, and they were holding hands, and the lady was wearing a red sweater. Mm-hmm. And as I was just watching them, just instantly, this huge typhoon, tidal wave, tsunami, if you will, wave, and it was colossal, was rising up, and they looked, you know, as I'm watching this vision unfold, they looked right at me, and they grabbed hands like they were going to try to beat this thing. Mm. And it was a wasted attempt. I mean, before they were even to take one step, this wave crashed with such ferociousness. I mean, it was just devastating. It crashed right on top of them. They were gone. Mm-hmm. And as the water was coming towards me, I saw people in the midst of this water. They were screaming. I thought it was debris, but it was people. They were screaming. And as this water came upon the shore and I looked to the left, it passed me. I'm looking over to the left. The water started subsiding. Kind of the next scene started subsiding. I saw a dead person floating in the water. And I started looking out into the distance, and I saw what looked like these white mountains. And, you know, if you're on the Gulf Coast, you're familiar with these sand dunes. They're white. They look like white mountains on the beach. But then as I started looking closer, I realized that it wasn't sand or garbage. It was piles and piles and piles of dead people.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, with such quickness and ferociousness, it was absolutely futile to think that you were going to either prepare, outrun this thing, or survive it. It came with a fury.
Yeah, and that's so important to understand that this is the sense that God is giving us. It's going to be the best of times and the worst mm-hmm. of times. That harvest comes when the soil, a hard soil, is tilled and turned, and hard hearts are softened mm-hmm. and stiff necks are loosened. And that normally comes in times of great tragedy. So I want to make sure that pay attention. You want to mm-hmm. pay attention to what's happening and with what's taking place with my hope, with Billy Graham, my hope for America. I want you to listen to this promotional they're having for it, but you've got to be able to listen up.
Old things pass away. Everything becomes new.
I knew that I was not going to live past tomorrow.
That was it. I pointed the gun right at her.
How can we break this bondage? How can we be set free?
My heart was just, yes, I need that. I want that.
With all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
My Hope for America by Reverend Billy Graham. Mm. You've got to catch it on WHBR. You can find out more at myhopewithbillygraham.org. Myhopewithbillygraham.org. We wanted to make sure that we share with you every aspect of what was going on in the context of prophecy being yeah. fulfilled. And we're not trying to scare anybody, but we just, you know, unless it scares the hell out of you, I guess that would be something,
there
right?
There you go.
I can't believe it. You scared the hell out of me. That's actually a good thing.
That's a positive thing.
That's a positive thing. But, and so many people are trying to keep hell in, folks. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's very important what happens, what God's saying, hearing what he says. And right now, I mean, it's important to know what's going on. I mean, you could be in the middle of a program and not even know it.
Oh.
You don't know what I'm saying? A nice little prophet would have been good to be able to know that. And so if you missed it, you got to catch the first part of the program in regards to Reverend Billy Graham. I'm excited about his hope for America.
Yeah.
Totally excited about his hope for America. I think it's probably going to be the most powerful message preached in his generation. And now it's time for us to realize we are the next generation, and now we need to honor him and those that have gone before us by imitating those that have gone before us and stand up in our generation and communicate the love of God and the hope of God to our time, our season, our generation. Yeah. And when he's Reverend Billy Graham is talking about, and when the prophetic word is talking about from Kim Clement, which was also given by
Benny Hinn
a little bit later on, confirmed, is that the different methodologies in cult parts of culture that would be used to deliver the message, then you're thinking about the seven mountains. Your seven mountains, and we think about what God's called these apostolic centers to do in the nation and the world. They're focused on all seven mountains, not just the religion mountain, which is important, but also the media, the teaching, the government. I mean, every aspect of these mountains, because God wants, he wants all those, every place, you know, to be his. And it's just exciting to see the fulfillment of prophecy. And that was like 1996, right?
1990s.
1990s
is when, it was confirmed.
Well, we're going to have the exact date on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and read the word, the prophetic word yourself in the context of that. But we're going to be talking about in the extra hour about the secret to protection, one of the secrets. I believe it's a series happening here. We're finding out that God's wanting to reveal his secret protection. It's not a secret. It's only a secret if you choose not to know him and not to walk in his light. But it's made available to us in his word. But the secret to protection, to being blessed and delivered and protected, life, your life preserved, blessed in the land that you're in, not being surrendered to your enemies, sustained on your sickbed and restored from your illness. I mean, that's something.
Yeah,
that is totally something. And also about gratitude and being grateful and hearing about abiding moments that are taking place. If you miss, though, you can find out more about this upcoming event at VFNTV.com. Click on The Torch and find out about My Hope for America by Reverend Billy Graham and the Times in the areas, because there will be a website available there, a link to be able to get to his website and what's going on. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.